Pushkin.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
I'm going to be driving up to Liverpool in my brand new Aston Martin, going too fast with the radio on, and there was this play that caught my ear.
Is the shitter pump out of order? Answer me or I'll have you debrained.
Dubukaku. I really liked it.
It's not functioning at all. It's broken down.
Because it was so rebellious.
What a dirty business, like your debraining machine.
I just loved this character, Ubu.
I'm not afraid of that. There's nothing like a sewage barrel.
I liked, hand me my shitter pump, Mayor Ubu. And I thought, that is good. Shitter pump. And just the image that conjured up. It is always little dirty things appeal to me when people are rude. And I say, I went up the whole of the journey listening to this.
Barrel, pumpkin, refuse of humanity.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of our era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Maxwell Silverhammer.
2, 3. D, G, B, B, E minor. A, 7. D, D, J, A.
Well, it's a story song, you know. It's one of my story songs. And I think I'm kind of unique in the Beatles for doing them. Because if you look at George's songs, they're always very autobiographical. It's very something he thinks. My sweet lord, you know, here comes the sun. And mine's influenced, I think, by that period of intense literature. This is why I do story songs, where someone is making, a writer is putting himself in the position of a person. Mm-hmm. It's the imagination that I like. So with things like Maxwell Silverhammer, I like the idea of making up people, dramatis personae.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube.
The lyric, studied pataphysical science in the home, is a rather obscure reference to the work of the French playwright Alfred Jarry, whose play Ubu Koku McCartney heard on his car radio. Jarry is often considered a forefather of Dadaism and Surrealism, and he once described his made-up discipline of pataphysics as the science of imaginary solutions.
I got round to Jarry and pataphysics. And you know, I had friends, there was a guy, Barry Miles, and he was very bookish. He looked bookish. He started the Indica bookstore with a couple of others. I used to just go around to his house and we would just have dinner and we would just talk. So with Jarry, we would talk about what pataphysics was, and he was more knowledgeable than I would say, well, it wasn't. It was a made-up science.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he had the chair of pataphysics, and he had a pataphysical society.
Remember that you are addressing a celebrated pataphysician. Excuse me, sir, you said pataphysician. Pataphysics is a branch of science which we have invented and for which a crying need is generally experienced. Oh, but you see, if you're a famous inventor, we'll understand each other, for between great men, a little more modesty, sir. Besides, I see no great man here except myself. But since you insist, I have condescended to do you a most significant honor. Let it be known to you, sir, that your establishment suits us and that we have decided to make ourselves at home here.
I was just fascinated by the surrealism of it and the madness of it all, you know. So that, I was very happy to get the rhyme, quizzical and pataphysical. And then Joan, so we just started with a Joan. Okay, we got a character.
Joan. Studied pataphysical science in the home.
I like the way because studied pataphysical science in the home.
Yes.
I mean, science in the home is almost like a title. So I like this. And then when it's like all alone with a test tube, there's something a bit sort of surreal but suggestive.
Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, the test tube, of course, at that point, the notion of the test tube baby was probably, you know, very much before at that point, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And also, if I'm going to talk about science, for me, my experience of science was pipettes and test tubes.
Right.
And
Bunsen burners.
Bunsen burners, yeah. No, all those wonderful things.
Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan?
The name of the song's anti-hero might have come from James Clerk Maxwell, the Scottish scientist who developed the classical theory of electromagnetism. And Maxwell's surname, Edison, must have come from the inventor Thomas Edison.
I just love the rhyme.
Edison.
Yeah. As I loved quizzical, metaphysical.
Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone.
Hi. As listeners to this show, you probably consider yourself pretty smart. But how smart is your wallet? When you're looking to upgrade your wallet, it's time to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds has the financial smarts to help you find the right financial products for you. Before NerdWallet, you might have paid for vacations with whatever was in your wallet. But you could have been missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. Now you can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do life in lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan?
When the Beatles were recording Maxwell's Silver Hammer and the rest of Abbey Road, they were experimenting with their own science, that of music production.
This coincided with the visit to Abbey Road of Robert Moog.
Oh, yes.
The inventor of the synthesizer. And no one had seen synthesizers. This was the very first.
Was that the first
time?
Was it?
And they took up a whole room. It was a huge thing, and it filled the whole wall of the room.
Here's the journalist Derek Cooper introducing the new instrument on television.
It's called the Moog synthesizer. It produces sounds in a matter of minutes, which would normally take radiophonic experts with their complicated equipment days of work and multiple re-recording to achieve.
George Martin was always very keen on these technological innovations. You probably find he knew Robert Moog. Anyway, Moog had come over, Abbey Road, show us this Moog thing. And I was fascinated, and he would show us how to get these sounds from the warm-up. But it took a little longer than other normal songs took. Not crazy compared by today's standards.
Sure.
But by those standards, relatively long time by the standards of the day.
But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door.
As we get to the chorus of the song, it shifts from a wholesome romance between the pataphysicist Joan and her medical suitor to a much more violent story.
Bang, bang, Maxwell. Silver hammer came down upon her head.
And so now, you know, this is like noir cinema noir. I like the idea that we were all cozy, and she's just a scientist, and it's a little bit of fun, and he's a doctor studying medicine student, medical student, but now he's going to kill her.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer made sure that she was dead.
It's serial murderer in some ways.
Yeah, he is a serial murderer. Yeah. Now we now have got into a much darker world.
Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh.
Writing 50 times, I must not be so. 50 lines was a standard punishment in detention.
Right.
I must not talk in class. And I was always doing that. I was often in detention.
I must not be so, whatever it was, so naughty, so... Was that part of it?
No, I must not be so.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to say the naughty.
But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer down on her head.
To accentuate the shock of the deadly silver hammer, the chorus incorporated clangs of a hammer hitting an anvil. Though it's contested, Ringo Starr likely did all the percussion for the recording, including that anvil. However, it was Mal Evans, the band's tour manager, who banged the hammer in rehearsals.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer made sure that she was dead. Take it away, Johnny.
I mean, isn't Bang Bang Maxwell Silver Hammer, it's not without its humour, and it conjures up...
Yeah.
It conjures up for me a fairground. Do you remember that thing where they used to
bang?
Is that part of what's going on?
Test your own strength.
Yes.
I don't know. To me, the silver hammer is like a medical thing.
Okay.
It's a little bit ominous.
I see. Like the kind of thing you used to knock your knee with or something? To see what your reflexes were.
I'm thinking like sort of chrome in my head, you know. Silver hammer. He's a medical student.
Medical student.
He's got this sort of hammer that, yeah.
But, I mean, it is a violent image of something coming to an end.
It is extremely violent, but that's the thing, isn't it? Like surrealism. That's what happens. You get a very ordinary scene, and then, bang! It's a dramatic device as well, you know. So, and I don't know why I wanted to do a sort of dark comedy. It's like a sort of dark comedy, because it is a comedy.
BC 31 said we caught a dirty one. Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh.
You know, BC 31. There was a BC 49 when I was a kid.
Oh yeah,
it was a character.
Yeah, what was that in?
I think he was possibly on the radio.
Ah, I remember that.
PC 49.
And leave instructions at the desk that I want to see PC 49 as soon as he comes on tomorrow.
I will, sir.
Excuse me, Sarge. Desk Sergeant sent me out with this message for the DDI.
What is it, Constable?
The Adventures of PC 49 was a popular post-war radio series produced by the BBC. The show followed the everyday sleuthing of Police Constable Archibald Barclay Willoughby as he investigated cheating gamblers and other crimes on the cold streets of London.
Say, what if the police raid this place?
They won't, sir. Still, we've got even that organised. A system of warning bells and two tough boys on the door to delay them.
This old-time noir radio show might have inspired the character gallery and setting of McCartney's song.
Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree.
Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery. He must go free. So, I mean, he's got his supporters. And it's like, uh-oh, don't support him too much, girls, because he'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all a little bit ominous, you know, a little bit sort of dark.
But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind.
I like the idea of playing with them. I like the idea of giving them a story.
Right, or saying what they come up with, I suppose.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just, you know, and then, you know, putting Valerie in the gallery.
It's such a joyous song. I mean, it has this dark undertow, but it has, you know...
But it's tongue, you know it's tongue-in-cheek. You know that it's not a real story. This is not Dateline. You know, this is made up. And I think that's the sort of joy of it. It's like a children's nursery rhyme, you know, chop, chop off your head. It's a big tradition of that stuff. You know, nursery rhymes are always chopping off people's heads.
They are.
Humpty Dumpty's always dropping and cracking. So there is this thing of where we kind of like, because we can place it in a safe place and we can enjoy the macabre aspect because we know it's not real, it's not a news story.
There's certainly a mix of playfulness and darkness at the core of Maxwell's Silverhammer. Despite the lightheartedness of the melody, the band's recording sessions for the song weren't quite so light. The other three Beatles publicly said they didn't like the track. Ringo Starr even said it was the worst song they ever recorded. Really, their frustration was less about the song itself and more about McCartney's admitted perfectionism in the studio.
And I was very keen on it. It took a little bit long to record. I remember the guys getting pissed with me. Occasionally, I in particular would take too long because I was trying to get what was in my head.
I was just going to ask you about how, at this stage, how does it work?
Recording sessions were always good because no matter what our personal troubles were, no matter what was sort of going down, the minute we sat down to make a song,
mm-hmm.
we were good.
Well done, boys.
Our sort of skills came out, and so I think we all enjoyed being in this little skillful company, where Ringo would do that, and George would play that, and John would do that, which was slightly more eccentric, and I would do that on bass or piano or whatever. So there was a great joy there.
Maxwell's Silver Hammer from the Beatles' 1969 album, Abbey Road. In the next episode... Yesterday, one of the most covered songs in music history. That's next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.